Governor Gavin Newsom has announced he'll help lead an affordable clean cars coalition following Thursday's Senate vote of 51-44 overturning California's phase-out of fossil fuel vehicles. Newsom's initiative seeks to support zero-emissions car manufacturers, make low-emission vehicles accessible and affordable to consumers, and preserve the clean air authority of states. The coalition consists of 11 state governors under the bipartisan U.S. Climate Alliance, including the governors of California, Massachusetts, and New York, among others. California's rule would phase out gas-powered cars by the year 2035. Zero-emission trucks and cars are critical components in California's plan to phase out nearly all fossil fuels to achieve carbon neutrality by 2045, which is mandated by state law. The Senate action to overturn California's regulations also faces mounting legal challenges, as legal experts, including California Attorney General Rob Bonta, say Congress illegally voided the mandate. Bonta says he will file a lawsuit against the Trump administration, saying Congress misused its congressional review authority to rule on the Clean Air Act waivers.
The president and his administration are attempting to trample on our authority to maintain long-standing clean vehicle standards and keep our air breathable, and they're sacrificing high-paying green jobs in the process. We're not going to let that happen.
In a statement, the Governor Coalition wrote, quote, "The federal government and Congress are putting polluters over people and creating needless chaos for consumers in the market. But our commitment to safeguarding Americans' fundamental right to clean air is resolute," unquote. In a press conference Thursday in response to the Senate vote, top California officials, including Newsom, accused Trump's GOP bill as trying to, quote, "make America smoggy again," unquote. Leanne Randolph, chair of the California Resources Board, said clean air policies are critical to public health as millions of Californians suffer from poor air quality.
We are not done. We don't have the luxury of being done with Clean Air Act work. 5 of the 10 cities with the worst air pollution nationwide are in California. 10 million Californians in the San Joaquin Valley and Los Angeles air basins currently live under what is known as severe non-attainment conditions.
Adrian Martinez, director of Earth Justice, says he welcomes the initiative and prepares for more challenges ahead.
This is a welcome signal that either California or the states that adopted California standards are not going to just roll over. Senators and congressional representatives really stabbed us in the back. If car companies and truck companies decide they don't want to pursue zero emission technologies, every state needs to do everything within their authority to press these companies to produce more zero emission trucks and cars.
Reporting for KPFA News, I'm David Hummel.